Well, aloha. A quick aloha and blessings, divine ones. This is Priestess Maya Ananda coming to you from the big, bold, and beautiful island of Hawaii. And you are listening to All Good Grief. So I am, good grief, I am in the middle of nowhere. You can Google. I am down at South Point, so I have ventured out of my rainforest garden because I just could not take any more rain today. It's been many, many days of not sun, let me put it that way. And it was just starting to get to me a bit. So this Aries adventurer just got in the car and took off. I started off at the crater. So I'm going to post, I decided I'm going to be like the roving reporter. I'm going to post stories, of course, on my Instagram at All Good Grief. Got a YouTube going and still debating on Facebook. I don't know. Anyway, you can find them on Instagram, the visuals of what's going on today. But I am down at South Point, literally in the middle of nowhere. It is the southernmost tip of land, U.S. land. Here out in the middle of the ocean, and I am surrounded by ocean, of course, and black lava rock, and not much else. I see one car all the way over there, and this is about midway to Green Sands Beach. If you have heard of that, you can Google that as well, where generally the tourists go, but they kind of bypass this area, which is great for me because there are so many little hidey hooks, little places that you can just go and just be with nature, listening to the ocean, beautiful sun, warming my bones, which have been a bit chill up there in the rainforest, and just feeling the spray of the ocean, licking my lips, and there's nothing but salt. and it's just an amazing, raw and real spot, and I love it, just love it. And it's my recharge spot. And whenever I say to my magical daughter I would like to head down here, she just shudders and goes back in her room, not understanding the appeal. But perhaps she will someday. But for me, this is my recharge spot. There's coral. Tons and tons of coral that's washed up. I make a game of finding little hearts, little coral-shaped hearts that I bring back to my garden. And just sitting in the sun and just connecting. And this is what I am feeling. Tons of things just popped in my mind. A download of information saying, share this with them, share this with them. Because when we are feeling overladen with life, you know, spending too much time in not the best conditions, you know, being inside with fluorescent lights, very, very fake and person-made, your body is just screaming to find some place in nature. And though I would adore if you could all hop on a plane and come up here, or over here, or whatever direction from you, you know, there's plenty of gorgeous spots, I'm sure, close to you where you can connect. Here, though, super, super charged, high vibrational energy, and the land just screams, give it to me. So when you are feeling really that you've hit a wall and just don't know where to go, where to turn, this is an amazing spot to just offer your grief, your sadness, your heaviness to the land. And you could feel that shift within you, allowing the essence of ocean, of wind, of sun, of rock, this earth, to just absorb, replacing that heaviness with energy. So again, here I am, and I'm hoping you can hear this because it is windy and the ocean is roaring. Doing my best to at least share some of this with you. So just imagine for a moment that you're here with me, and this warm, intense Hawaiian sun is shining on you, and you're sitting on not very smooth lava rock, nothing but ocean in front of you and to the sides. I've got some grass and turf way behind, and inviting you in to this magical space with me. I hope you can feel it. So sharing this divine essence with you, divine being of light, hoping it is able to shift something within you, maybe nudge something loose. If you're feeling that you need a little bit more, you know, a little bit more either guidance, support, or just someone to listen to you, I will be launching, hopefully today, when I get back home, the holding space, private sessions. It's when you just need someone to listen to you. You know, I remember those times in my grief journey, you just need someone to hear you, to see you, and to affirm where you are in your journey of grief. You know, no suggestions, no direction, just holding space. So that will be on offer. And reach out if you'd like to hear more. So I'm Priestess Maya Ananda, the roving reporter, adventurer, venturing spirit today, coming to you from South Point on the Big Island of Hawaii, and sharing with you lava rock, ocean, wind, sun, all of this. My heart to yours, Divine One. Till we meet again. Bye.